Kyle Hopkins knew early on that journalism was his thing. Not so much journalism itself, but he knew he wanted to surround himself with journalists.
I like being around them and talking to them. I was like, they're just funny and smart and like feisty.
After about 15 years of producing daily news at Anchorage Daily News, he decided to focus on why things happen and why they aren't getting fixed. He found that a lot of these questions remained unanswered when it comes to sexual violence. Sexual violence in Alaska runs high. Close to half of women in the state have experienced it, and 1 in 3 Alaska Native adults are survivors of intimate partner violence. Hopkins says that a lot of public safety and criminal justice failures allow people to get away with sexual assault in Alaska, including murder.
In cases that, you know, in my opinion, could be solved if we had better systems in place, if we had better priorities.
His early reporting in 2018 turned into the Lawless series published by ProPublica and Alaska Daily News. Hopkins won a 2020 Pulitzer Prize for it. He says the focus on Lawless was not necessarily the devastating stories on individuals who experienced sexual assault, but more so accountability.
How can it be in this day and age that someone goes missing and is not found? Or how can it be in, 2024, that an Alaskan is murdered in a small community and no one is held accountable?
Hopkins was born in Sitka and spent his childhood in Southeast Alaska. He says when he was a kid, it was easy to assume adults would fix these types of problems. But now, as an adult, the severe problems still exist. He says journalism can help with that by putting spotlights on the failure of systems, like criminal justice. He says one of the challenges he faces is that when he puts spotlights on institutions, the doors start to close, like getting interviews and public records.
I did a story recently in November about a cold case in Kotzebue, I was following up on questions that I first asked like 2 years prior, right? Like I'd asked for records like 2 years earlier and was still waiting on them.
Although he's done extensive journalism work on sexual assault and missing and murdered Indigenous people in Alaska, he says it's not his role to tell their stories.
Sometimes it feels a little uncomfortable for me to be like a spokesperson for this type of work because I don't feel like that's an appropriate role for me.
That's where his other project, Unheard, comes in. He says he and his team from ProPublica and Alaska Daily News worked with people to tell their own stories in their own words about being sexual assault survivors. His discomfort in telling other people's stories is one reason why he speaks with school-age students on journalism.
The older I get, the less comfortable I feel telling other people's stories. part is like one way that I'm trying to just deal with that feeling is I'm really interested in talking to schools about and talking to kind of kids, like middle school, high school kids about like, hey, you have a story to tell.
He hopes to encourage young people to tell their stories and get into journalism as a career. Kevin Gadzi is WCA's domestic violence prevention specialist. He mentions how Hopkins will speak at Chief Shake's Tribal House in Wrangell for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Day.
After he shares his experiences and information, we are going to have a ceremony to both remember those who are missing and who have been murdered and lost, but also a way for those who have experienced trauma themselves and in their family.
Indigenous women have up to 10 times a murder rate nationwide, but these rates are miscalculated since there is little data on missing and murdered Indigenous people in urban areas. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.